القرآن 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 تفسير with مولانا شفيق حاجي on رياض الذاكرين القرآن نور فؤادك يا إنسان.
We go to the Quran al-Kareem. Firstly, the hadith on the importance of the Quran. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. عن عقبة بن عامر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الجاهر بالقرآن كالجاهر بالصدقة والمسر بالقرآن كالمسر بالصدقة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Hazrat Uqbah ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one reading the Quran loudly is like one who gives a charity openly, and one who reads silently is like one who gives a charity secretly. In the light of this hadith sharif, let us go to the Quran al-Kareem, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 260-261, and thereafter we follow its tafsir.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وإذ قال إبراهيم رب أرني كيف تحيي الموتى قال أولم تؤمن قال بلى ولكن ليطمئن قلبي قال فخذ أربعة من الطير فصرهن إليك ثم اجعل على كل جبل منهن جزءا ثم ادعهن يأتينك سعيا واعلم أن الله عزيز حكيم. مثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله كمثل حبة أنبتت سبع سنابل في كل سنبلة مئة حبة والله يضاعف لمن يشاء والله واسع عليم.
صدق الله العظيم. سورة البقرة revealed in مدينة المنورة. It consists of 286 verses. It is the second surah in the noble Quran, and this surah has 40 rukus. Allah تبارك وتعالى says in verse 260, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال إبراهيم رب أرني كيف تحيي الموتى قال أولم تؤمن قال بلى ولكن ليطمئن قلبي قال فخذ أربعة من الطير فصرهن إليك ثم جعل على كل جبل منهن جزءا ثم ادعهن يأتينك سعيا واعلم أن الله عزيز حكيم. When Ibrahim عليه السلام said, My Rabb, show me how you give life to the dead. He, that is Allah, asked, Do you not believe? He replied, Indeed I do, but it is to satisfy my heart. Allah said, Take four birds, draw them to you, then place portions of their bodies upon each hill. Then call them and they will hastily come to you. Know that Allah is mighty, the wise. Now, ya jama'at muslimin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the bringing back to life of a few birds on the request of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam was a firm believer in Tawheed and in the resurrection after death. But he posed this particular question to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu merely to have an eyewitness account of Allah's ability to resurrect. When Allah asked him if he did not believe in his power, he replied and it said that he did believe, but wished to increase his faith with an eyewitness account to testify his heart. So according to Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu and certain others, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made this request to Allah when the angels informed him that Allah had chosen him to be the Khalil, to be his Khalil. And what is Khalil? To be his friend. And that even his supplication to bring the dead back to life would be accepted. So Allah instructed him to find four birds, take them, then cut them into pieces. These pieces were to be placed on several hills, different hills. Once this was done, he was to call them. This he did, and instead of flying, they all came running to him. and as a display of Allah's power, subhanallah. Allah is the creator. Allah has created everything and everyone. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the mighty. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, know that Allah is mighty, the wise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. And He's able to do things with or without normal means. All His actions are replete with wisdom. Then Jama'at al-Muslimin, furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse 261, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ مثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله كمثل حبة كمثل حبة أنبتت سبع سنابل في كل سنبلة مئة حبة والله يضاعف لمن يشاء والله واسع عليم. The likeness of those who spend in the way of Allah is as a grain which grows 7 years. Seven years. In every year, 100 grains. Allah gives increase manifold to those whom He wills. Allah is all-embracing, all-knowing. Now here, Jama'at al-Muslimin, Allah speaks about the reward of spending in the way of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Now whatever is spent for the pleasure of Allah is considered to be in His way. And generally, spending in Allah's way refers to spending in jihad, but any well spent in a good cause holds great merit in the sight of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. And the general principle is, whoever comes forth with a good deed shall get 10 times the like thereof. And a tenfold reward is minimum reward. Allah may, it is Allah's wish, in His infinite grace, accord a person much more than this. He can give him countless and millions and billions of reward. It is the wish of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jama'at al-Muslimin, in this particular verse, it is that of a grain which is planted in the ground. From it 7 years grow, each of which bear 100 more grains. And in this way, 700 grains grow from the single original grain. Allahu Akbar. Therefore, a single coin spent in the way of Allah will earn a reward multiplied by 700. This is, of course, not the limit, because Allah gives increased manifold to those whom He wills. Jama'at al-Muslimin, Allah says so beautifully, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلَ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ. And then Allah can give as much as He desires, since He suffers no loss. He is also ever aware of whoever does any good deed, be it physical or financial, and does not allow it to be wasted. The complete reward shall be given in the year after. It is reported from several Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala ajma'in in Ibn Majah, page 198, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person who sponsors wealth in the way of Allah without himself participating shall have his reward multiplied 700 times. However, the one who participates with his soul and wealth solely for the pleasure of Allah will gain a reward multiplied 700,000 times. Subhanallah. Thereafter, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the verse, Allah gives increase manifold to those whom He wills. Allahu Akbar. Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha. Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha. Allah gives increase manifold to those whom He wills. In a narration of Tibrani recorded in Durul Manthur, volume 1, page 336, Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, virtues is the person who makes excessive dhikr of Allah while in the path of Allah. For every word he recited, he will receive the reward of 70,000, every one of these multiplied 10 times. Someone asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what the reward was for spending in the path of Allah. He replied, it is also the same. A student of Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I heard the reward for spending in Allah's way is 700-fold. Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, your understanding is lacking. The reward of 700 is for the person who spends while remaining at home. Whereas the one who spends while himself participating in jihad shall receive such a reward from the treasures of Allah that are beyond his imagination. Such people are the party of Allah, and the party of Allah are victorious. Hazrat Barida radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrate that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the reward for spending in jihad and hajj are alike. Spending one dirham will earn a reward of 700 dirhams. Allah has not decreased the reward in any way and gives much in exchange for a little Jamaat Muslimin. The precondition to all of this is ikhlas. It is sincerity. The consequent verses explain the etiquette of spending together, worth of spending for the sake of fame and name and pomp and show. So we'll inshallah continue that next week. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq of spending in his path, as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala promises many, many fold of rewards. Allah ta'ala guide us all. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh.